We begin Perek Chamish, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Sukkah, together with the halachas of Rosh Hashanah. Where in this Perek, we continue with the halachas of Sukkah, specifically regarding the halachas of the schach, of the covering of the Sukkah, as Rambam gives a halacha regarding the materials that the schach can be made from. Haschach shel Sukkah, the covering of the Sukkah, in the kosher mekal dav. It's not valid from any type of material. Emes achim, you cannot make the schach ela bedavish shel gedul ma'aretz. It has to be something that grows from the ground. Shenekam ma'aretz, it's been already uprooted from the ground. The ein mekabel tuma, it cannot contract tuma. The ein erich ra, does not have a bad smell. The ein anayshir, it doesn't fall off. The ein anayshir, tumet, and it's not constantly withering. Halacha base. Now, sichich bedavish ein gedul ma'aretz. Let's say someone did make the schach from something that does not grow from the ground. Oy b'machub b'loretz, or it's still attached to the ground. Oy bedavish mekabel tuma, something that contracts tuma. Those three psula, it's invalid. But if he violates the other, and he makes schach with something that withers and falls, something that has a bad smell, it there will be valid, because Shlomo Amr didn't say rabbinically, you cannot make schach with these things. It's just that a person shouldn't leave the sukkah and go out because it's constantly falling in, and it also has a bad smell. But it's going to be halachically valid after the fact. Now, but Lizar, one has to be careful shleiyu hutzin ba'olin shel schach, that there shouldn't be the branches and the leaves of the schach yerdin l'teich asar tefachim coming into 10 tefachim of the sukkah. Kedei shleiyitzu lebi shavasa, that it shouldn't bother him when he's sitting. That's why a sukkah has to be above 10 tefachim. It's going to be too narrow for the person. Now, sicha b'minim atachas, if someone made schach with types of metals, or with bones or with skins, which even if it wasn't processed, not makabel tuma yet, psula, they're going to be invalid. Nesha inim gedul karka, they're not things that grow from the ground. Let's say someone went and hung over grapevines, okay, it's been similar things, which are connected to the ground. Achanasa sukkah, before it was made a sukkah. Psul, it's invalid. Shadeleine akaru, because they weren't uprooted from the ground and they're attached and they're pasal baschach. Nasiku bikhli eight, going to the other category. Let's say you make schach with wooden vessels, a bowl or plate, or mats which are made for laying. Okay, it's been similar types of things. So they're going to be invalid. Nation makabel tuma. That's the other invalidation, because it contracts tuma because it's a kli. A kli can be makabel tuma. V'chein so too im sichecha b'shibre kelim. Even if you made the schach out of broken vessels of a lo yasein and what's worn out garments, psula, they're going to be invalid. Even though right now they're not a kli, not makabel tuma. Hoy b'hoy makabel tuma. Since they did contract tuma, shem yisachech. Now maybe a person is going to make the schach b'shvarim with broken pieces of shadayim loytaheru, which has not yet been purified, where it's still usable, and it's only when it becomes cracked to the extent that cannot be used. So because of that, even when it breaks, it's going to be invalid. Halacha gimel, sicha b'chalim. If someone makes schach with food items, psula, it's going to be invalid. Neishem makabel tuma, because a food item could contract tuma. Soichi te'enim, if there's branches from a fig tree, uvehem te'enim, on the branches there's figs, or pakila anovim, uvehem anovim, branches from a grapevine, and in them there's the grapes, umachbedes, which are the branches of a palm tree, uvehem t'mogim, on them there's the dates. V'chein ke'etzim, anything similar to this example, so doing we see, in pesulas mudbal cholim, if the waste matter, meaning the branches, are more than the food item, so they're the majority, mesachim, and then you can make schach with them, because they are gedul karka, they're not connected, they're not mekabel tuma. And now, vimla, but if not, they're not majority. Imasachim, you cannot use in schach, because that means that you're not nullifying the food item, the grapes, the dates, and they were said are makabel tuma, and therefore they're invalid. Sichich b'yirakis. So let's say someone made the schach out of vegetables. They're not makabel tuma. For example, let's say they're not designated for human consumption. But she'im yivshu, if they dry up, they wither. B'leishib, mamash, nothing, no substance can be left from them. Sa'af b'yishim atalechem, even though now they're moist, and they're there, it's covering, you take some of these lettuce and it's covering the ceiling. It's placed going to be considered as if it's airspace, okay, as if they're not there. Because again, they're going to wither and they're going to fall away. Halacha dal, sicha bepishtei ha'etz. If someone covers the sukkah with branches of flax, shalei dakoison, where they weren't crushed, v'lei nipson, and they weren't combed with a comb, sure, they're going to be valid. It's still considered as a regular piece of wood. But if they were crushed and were combed into flax, into like what, when we, as it's going to be spun shortly into linen, you cannot make schach out of it. Why? Because it lost its form. You crushed it, you combed it. As if it's not something that grows from the ground. Similar to what happens when you make something in the kli. If you make schach out of ropes from palm bast, which is a growth that grows around the tree, or v'shalchelof out of hemp, which is a type of herb. Okay, it's been similar types of things. Its form of the hemp is still there in the rope. The inachavom kelim, and the ropes are not vessels, so therefore it's not makabel tuma, and therefore you can make schach out of these ropes. Halacha hey, sicha bechitzim. If someone makes schach out of arrows, bischarim that are male, I mean it's called masculine because they have a point, and you put that into the metal point, and therefore this is considered as pshutikliates. It doesn't have a receptacle, so hence it's not a vessel. Share it, it's going to be valid. But when the kavis, the female ones, which actually has a groove inside the top, and in that groove you put in the metal part of the arrow, so in that way it's feminine, psula, it's going to be invalid, because even though it's meant to be filled up at all times, not really, you don't really see the receptacle with the metal piece, but base kibble, it's ultimately receptacle, makabel tuma, kokli kibble, and therefore it is could contract tuma like all metal vessels, and therefore the arrow is going to be invalid. Halach abav, mechtzels kanim. Mats made out of reeds, a mechtzels gumi, or mats made out of raw rubber, gemi or gummy, a chalif or hemp. Now, it depends. Ketana, if these are small mats, stomal eshchiva. So generally, we presume that they're made for laying, which if a zav, who has a tumma, would lay on it, it would contract tumma. So lefikichim is achaba. Then we cannot make a schach out of it, because it's makabel tumma. Elmkin asa ois lesichach, unless it was made specifically for schach, not for laying down. So even if a zav would lay it down, we'd say, get up, we want to work with this, not meant for laying, so it wouldn't be makabel tumma. That's if it's small. Gedoyle, if it's large, stomal lesichach. We presume it's not meant for laying, but rather for schach. You could make schach out of it. Unless you specifically made it for laying. Now, if there's a lip to it, if there's a wall to it, even if it's large, then you cannot make schach out of it. Because now it has receptacle. It's not just flat. And even if you take away that edge of it, you cannot use v'schach. It's like the halacha we said in halacha beis, where it's like it's broken, but it used to be a vessel, which is also not going to be valid. Halacha zayin, nisarim boards sheim barachim arba'at tfachim, that therewith are not four tfachim. So misachim, you could use a v'schach al pishem meshubim, even though they're planed and they're smoothed out, which is like similar to vessels, but it's not. It's just a flat piece of wood. Now v'im yesh barachim arba'at, but if it's width is four tfachim, four hand breadths, im misachim, you cannot use v'schach. Even if it's not even plain dots, like a piece of wood. It's a decree, because then you might just sit in your home beneath a roof. You can imagine like a sukkah, because it looks exactly like your regular roof. It's the same type of boards. Now, let's say you put on it one board that has in its width 4 tefachim. So the sukkah is going to be kosher, but the inyashin tacht, you cannot sleep beneath that board, because that's chach pasal of 4 tefachim, which is invalid. Whoever sleeps beneath it, it's not filled his obligation. Now, let's say these were boards that, yes, its width was 4 tefachim, but its thickness was not 4 tefachim. Now, he puts it on its side. Now, which does not have 4 tefachim, and that's like a gondola, like that's how he's making the schach, not horizontal, but vertical. Hadei Zabsula, it's still going to be invalid. Shadei HaNeser possible, because the board is intrinsically invalid. Bein Shesich HaBarachboi, whether you made the schach in its width, which is really when it's problematic, and Bein Shesich HaBarachboi, whether you do the schach with its thickness, it's really like a metal bar, which is inherently possible. Aloch HaChaz, Tikra, a roof, Shein Olam Azibah, that does not have a ceiling, meaning Shiatit Vavonim, which is the plaster and the stones. It doesn't even have that. It just has the boards that are stuck in it. Still going to be invalid. Meaning, it wasn't made for the purpose of being a sukkah. It's just to be a home. Even though it doesn't have the plaster and the stones. But if you move around the boards, and you move out the nails, and you do it for the purposes now of being a sukkah, sure, that's going to be valid. Again, as long as you don't have in each and every board a width of 4 tefachim, like we wrote in the previous halacha. And v'chein notel echad mim time. Same thing is if you take out one between every two, v'nichim become a schach kosher, and you put in this place kosher schach, l'shem sukkah, for the purpose of being a sukkah, here's a kosher, it's going to be kosher, because now you don't have a majority of schach puzzle of the dalet tefachim boards. Halacha this continues regarding the psul of tasav lemon asay. Torah tells you have to make, and it cannot be made by indirect way the schach. So sukkah shenasas kehilchasa b'chal makom, a sukkah that's made according to its halachic requirements in whatever the situation is, however it was made, chairs can be valid. Even though it wasn't made for the mitzvah purpose of the yom tov sukkah, it's for the sukkah. But for who, as long as shetiyah hasuyah letzel, as long as it was made that a person should go ahead and be able to cover himself in its shade, that was its purpose. For example, sukkahs goyim, the Gentiles that they make in the summer months these huts, or sukkahs beimah that they make these huts for their animals, the chukkits and similar things is meant to protect them from the sun. That is valid for the criterion of sukkah. And that's actually what the word sukkah means. It's to cover over and protect from the sun. But a sukkah that was made by itself, psula, that's going to be invalid. Let's say it just fell like that. And now it's a sukkah. No, it wasn't made for the purposes of intentionality for shade. And if someone has, let's say, a pile of kosher schach, and he digs out from the pile, and now by default, a sukkah. Now there's a sukkah. Because it's what's left of covering at the top. In the sukkah, it's not a sukkah. He didn't pile together this pile for the purposes of shade. He was just digging out what he wanted from inside. Now, think of therefrem also, but if he originally made chalol, ear space of a tefach, as long as there's a height of a handbreadth, even though you need to have 10 tefachim, that's secondary, but it's still considered covering something when it's a handbreadth. The meshach shiva, along the dimension, the area of 7 tefachim, l'shem sukkah for the purpose of sukkah, and then he went and dug it after that, bishlim l'asun, he completed to 10 tefachim, that's going to be valid, because its roof there was made for the purposes of shades. Although when they dug it out afterwards, it's by default being made, that's not a problem, because originally it was made for the purposes of being a schach. Halacha yud, chavili kash, bundles of straw, v'chavili eitzim, or bundles of wood, v'chavili zradin, or bundles of reeds. Imasach men, you can't make a sukkah, a schach out of that. Why? Gzer, it's a decree. Shema yasa eisen chavolis, chavilis al gagoy, k'dil yapshin, the norm, what they would do, they would have these bundles, they would be wet, it would be moist, and they would put it on the roof to dry up. Maybe that's going to happen, so the guy's putting it on just to dry up, not for the purposes of schach. The Malach is going to change his mind and say, hey, look, it's already there. The Yeshiv Tachtein L'Shem Sukkah is going to sit beneath it for the purpose of Sukkah. But V'hum etchil lo'asa schach v'zeh l'tzeel. He didn't originally make this schach for the purpose of a shade. V'nemtzis k'sukkah sh'nas me'lo. It's like the case of Sukkah that was made by itself. So therefore, it's going to be invalid. But v'metin, if he unties it, k'sheres, then that's going to be kosher that he's doing for the purposes, and it's also not going to be confused. Now, v'ein chavila p'chusim esem chamisha badim. A bundle that the problem is not less than 25 sticks. Where that's the way they used to do the bundle, and that's where the concern would be. Halachid alf, nachavilis kitanis. Small bundles, sha'ogdo isim leminyan. They were only bundled together for the purposes of to keep count. There's a bundle of five. Semesachim, and then you could make schach out of it, because here there's no concern that you might make bundles on the roof, because it's not the norm to put these things away when they're still bundled. And v'chein achaytach resha dekla, if someone cuts off the top of a palm tree, v'acharoyas agudis point, now you have the branches that are bundled together from the tree. So in a way, it's like a bundle. No, Mesachim, you can make schach out of it. Because she'eg b'dei shemayim, although it's a bundle, but it's a bundle made by heaven, that it's all bundled together. In the kachavil, it's not like a bundle. Our problem was only when you made your own bundle, and then it's to dry. And even if the person ties the tops of the branches all on one side, shenitzu b'chavil achas, comes out of one bundle of this palm tree. You have echad mishnei rosh b'dei shemayim, one of the two sides is bundled by heaven, that's the way it naturally grew. One was tied by the person. You could go ahead and make schach out of it because whoever ties and binds one wood, it's not a bundle because it's one. This is like one because it was only bundled by heaven, and therefore it's considered as one, not like you're making a bundle. So to any bundle that's not meant to move, because if you can move from place to place, the knot is going to get undone and the whole bundle is going to come apart. In Eged, it's not also not considered as a bundle to be invalid if it's on top of the as a schach. Halachid base. If someone makes a sukkah beneath a tree, meaning beneath the branches of a tree, like as if you made in the house, which is invalid because it has to be under the sky. Let's say someone leaned over the sukkah, the leaves of a tree and their branches. V'sikicha gabam. Now, so it's over the sukkah, these branches, and now he puts schach on top of them. V'achka kitzim, and then he cuts off the branches of the tree. So, im hoya sikich harbe mehem, if the schach was more than the branches of the tree, and the branches of the tree didn't have enough to make the sukkah tilasim rub mechamasa more shade than sun, think share it. It's going to be valid because you have the majority of the kosher schach. But v'mlo yahaya sichach, if you didn't have in the schach shem itchlasa kosher, that there from its beginning was kosher to be harb mehem more than the invalid branches which were made before it was cut off, then tzarich lenaneo isamachrik tilasim. So then it wouldn't be valid. What you would have to do, you'd have to, after you cut the branches, which now it's not connected anymore, so it doesn't have that psul, you have to shake it around, that it should be made for the purposes of a sukkah, so that it shouldn't be included in what's called tasab lemon osu, because you're not really making the sukkah, it's making it indirect by cutting it off, then becomes kosher, but you didn't put it on then, you would have to move it around, so that would be like, now you're putting it, you're doing tasa now of making the kosher schach. Halacha Gimel continues, what happens when you have a mixture of kosher schach with pasul schach? So, Edev Dove, if you mix something that you're allowed to use for schach, but Dove Shem Sachemoy, but something with something that cannot be used for kosher schach. The Sichem B'Shneim, and now he goes in this whole mixture, he makes schach out of both of them. Alpha Pesha Kosher Yasal Apostle, says the Rambam, even when you have more kosher schach than the invalid schach, Pesula is going to be invalid because the Apostle schach will not be bottled in the majority of the kosher, only if they're separate. But if they mix together, it's not going to be bottled. So, it's invalid. But if you put this one up schach independently, put this one up independently b'schach, the kosher and the non-kosher, one on the side of the other one, then im yesh b'schach pasul shleisha tefachim b'akam echad, then if you have in the non-kosher schach three tefachim in one area, bam bam tzeh bam in the side, whether in the middle or on the side, ha'ereza b'sula, then if it's going to be independent in one area three tefachim, then it's going to be pasul. As Rambam explains, when we say three tefachim of non-kosher schach is going to invalidate it, it's besukkah ketana, by a small sukkah. A besukkah gedola, because by the small sukkah, if you have three tefachim, then you're not going to have the requisite shear of a kosher sukkah. A besukkah gedola, a large sukkah, schach pasul ba'emtza, if you have non-kosher schach in the middle of the sukkah, that's pasla ba'arba tefachim. That's going to be specifically invalidation when it's four tefachim, when it's along the entire length of the sukkah. That's the shear of non-kosher schach versus airspace is a psul with three tefachim. Pachas mikain, less than that, kasher is going to be kasher. Now, actually, a minat sad, and if it's actually on the side, meaning connected to the wall, then only pasla ba'arba amas, only going to be a problem if it's four amas. Pachas mikain, less than that, kasher is going to be kasher. Okay, so how so? Let's say you have a house that you took off the roof only in the middle of the house. Like people have a skylight. And you put schach on that open space. Or similar to chatzir, you have a courtyard which was surrounded all three sides by the houses. And you have a kefas achsaja, which is surrounded in its perimeter with these porches that they would have. And now you go from porch to porch, you cover the whole courtyard, one big communal sukkah. So again, you also have like these non-kosher roofs on the perimeter, or b'chin sukkah gedola, like a large sukkah shekifuah that you surround the outer part of the sukkah, but davish emes achem boy, with something that you cannot use for schach, but sarad fanas on the side where the walls are milmala on the top. So all these have the same halacha. Emiyesh misvasa schach akasher. If you have from the edge of the kosher sukkah, from the kosher schach, v'la koisel into the koisel arba ames, meaning there's four ames of the non-kosher schach, then psula is going to be nil. Pachas became less than that. Royin kilo koisel nakam. We view it as if the wall is bending. V'chashav zeh schach apostle, and consider the non-kosher schach, which is by the edge connected to the wall. Migufa koisel live as part of the wall. Ukshirin is going to be kosher. But that was halacha mishum esin. This halacha tradition mishum esin that you could say such a thing because even four tefachim, which is much less than four ames, an ames six tefachim. And here it's only four tefachim, so and then we're saying four amis, which is four times of six tefachim. There, that's a unique halacha when it's by next to the wall. They can say what's called deifin akuma, as if the wall is bent. Now halacha says vav to clarify what we said before. Beizu sukkah ketana, what's a small sukkah that we said the psul is going to be of three tefachim of non kosher schach? It's kosher imba ela shivat tefachim, shivat tefachim. It's the minimum size of a sukkah. It only has 7x7 tefachim, and there, it's going to be a problem with three tefachim of non-kosher schach. But a gedolah, what's considered a large sukkah, kol sheyishor b'yesa schach apostle, that anything that you have left over, more than the apostle schach, shivat tefachim, shivat tefachim, so you have a kosher area besides a non-kosher, 7x7, schach kosher, kosher schach, that's considered a large sukkah. Again, there it's only going to be a problem with four tefachim, but a small sukkah is going to be a problem with three tefachim. Halacha design. Nasikich b'davar pasul b'davar kosher. Let's see mitzchach with something that's pasul schach and kosher schach. Zeh b'tzeh one inside of the other one. Ve'im b'makom echad mitzchach pasul reichem shleish tvachem elapachas. And you don't have in any one place from the pasul schach a width of three tvachem. Rather, you have less than that. So if you have all the kosher schach, yosel al kol schach pasul, that's going to be more than the pasul schach. Kosher, it's going to be kosher because he said it's not like mixed all together, side by side. But let's say it's exactly the equal amount, precisely the kosher as the same amount as the pasul. So although you don't have one place three tvachim, it's going to be invalid because pasul schach it's considered like it's a breach. Specifically, seems like. That by sukkah ketana, it's schach posel. We said when it's three tefachim, it's going to be posel like ear space. Then we view it as if it's ear space, so it's like it's breached. And by ear space, if you have that measurement of schach, it's going to be posel because you can have the chama is going to be meruba than the tzel. But by a large sukkah where the schach posel is only a psul with four tefachim, so then we're obviously not qualifying it as ear space. And therefore, if its measurement is like the measurement of the kosher schach, it's going to be a kosher sukkah. Halacha yidzayin. Someone put a garment over the schach because to protect, let's say, from the sun. Or let's say he put this garment beneath the schach, right beneath it, because of the leaves that are falling in, psula, it's going to invalidate because you're covering the sukkah with a garment, which is makabatoma, and there's pasal b'schach. So you have schach pasal here. But let's say he stretched out this garment because as decorations to beautify the sukkah, then ksher it's going to be kosher because it doesn't have the title of schach, and it's not schach, that's possible. It's decorations. If you made kosher schach, then you decorated it with pears, different types of fruits, different types of delicacies, with kale, and vessels, which are hanging, whether it's hanging from the walls, whether from the schach, to make it beautiful, ksher it's going to be kosher. Now halacha yitches, but noy sukkah, these decorations of the sukkah, even might begava. So it doesn't minimize the height of the sukkah, whether to make a kosher or pasul if it's higher than 20 amos. A ma'itim barach, but it would minimize in its width because you simply just don't have the room of zayin tefachim if it's taking up space. Now hoyinoy sukkah meflogin migaga. Now let's say the decorations on the sukkah were far from the roof, arba tefachim ayesa. Four tefachim or more, then pesula then actually would be invalid because when it's so far, it can't be considered batel and secondary to the schach. It's like its own schach, and it's schach pasul because it's a garment. Shenimtza shayish v'shem comes at the one who's sitting over there keila in the tachas haschach as if it's not beneath the schach. El tachas anoyim, rather he's beneath the decorations. Shemachalim makelim, which are food items, a vessel. Sheim zachma, which you cannot do use for schach, and therefore it's going to be pasul. Lochay tes kenuz the halacha of tzilasim rubi chamasa that the schach has to be more creating more shade than sun. If in the schach there were these windows, these skylights, that you could see the ear through them. So in yesh b'chol ha'aver, if you have in all the ear spaces, like the same measurement of the area that is covered with schach, it's going to be invalid. Because even though it's equal on the top, the sun actually it magnifies lower down. So it's actually going to end up being more sun than shade. Now, if you have more sun than shade, in the schach, it's not considered schach. Schach is that it's covering and it's making more shade than sun. But if the schach was more than the ear space, then it's going to be kosher. When we say this, that we calculate according to the calculation of when you have more sun than shade, is if you didn't have in one place, an ear space of three hand breaths. Which that would go along the entire area, and you wouldn't have left the measurement of a kosher sukkah with walls in one place. Then we're saying it depends on if it's more sun than shade. Then it's possible. If you had an ear space of three tefachim, whether in the middle, whether on the side, then it would be invalid. Unlike what we said in halacha yadalad, you can't say deif and akuma up until four amos because there's no wall over here to say like as if it's being bent and as if it's part of the wall. It's just air space. It's empty. So three tefachim is considered a gap that's significant, and therefore it'd be pasul achi maten b'shleish until you minimize it. That lets you cover it should be less than the air space of three tefachim. Now miyata b'divah pasul. Let's say you minimize the air space with something that's actually pasul b'schach. You're going kogam exos like pillows and blankets. So im sukkah gedali, if it's a large sukkah chair, it's going to be kosher because. You're not psul of aver because not three tefachim airspace because less than three tefachim, and also pasul schach cannot invalidate by a larger sukkah specifically, only if it's four tefachim, and the two psulim themselves don't combine. But the Mahi Pesukah Ketana, if it's a small sukkah, then we said Pesul, it's going to be invalid because since you have a shear of three tvachim, which is not fit for sukkah, you cannot combine it to the four tvachim that are remaining to make it into kosher sukkah. Because, as we said, by a sukkah Ketana, three tvachim is possible just like by Aver. So, until you minimize the airspace of three tvachim with something that is kosher schach. Let's say the majority of the schach was tzilasim rub mechamasi, was more shade than sun. Umiute, but a part of the schach, part of the sukkah, was chamasim rubim tzilasi. One area had more sun than shade. But if you look at the whole picture, since the shade of the entirety of the sukkah is rubim machmas akol, is more because of the entirety, then kasher, then it's going to be kosher. Because we look at the sum total that's more shade than sun, even though in one area you can have more sun than shade. Halacha chavalf. There chasich chli is kal. The way of the schach is that it should be light. Kadei sheiro memen hakachem gedam, that you could see through the schach the large stars. Hoysim ubo kimin bais. Let's say the schach was thick. It was a lot of schach like a house. So afi pishe ena kachem nidim teicha, though you cannot see the stars through it, ksheir it's going to be valid. Hayasikach meduvlul, if the schach was uneven, which is that's when you have schach, some of it is higher up, some of it is lower down, kosher, it's going to be kosher. As long as you don't have in the height between the upper schach and the lower schach, a gap of shleisha tvachim and three tvachim. Then we consider it as one. But let's say in the width of the higher schach, was tevach yose, its width was a handbreadth or more, then even if it was higher than three tvachim in the lower schach, we view that one as if it was lowered down here, and that's touching the edge of the one that's lower down, because if it's the thickness of a tefach, it's like a oihel, it's like a roof, and we say chavit rami, which is like we see it thrown down, lowered down, as if it's connected with the lower one, which is halacha meish mesina. But who has long as sheyem mechuvin connected svasa yered longer when you lower it down, it's going to be exactly opposite the edge of the lower one. Then you could only say that halacha meish mesina of chavit rami of throw it lower down. Lachach of base continues regarding when you have one sukkah on top of another sukkah. If someone makes one sukkah on top of another sukkah, the low one's going to be possible. Why? Like you make a sukkah in a house, because it's the upper one is blocking the lower one. But the upper one's going to be kosher because that's a regular sukkah. But when we say that the low one's going to be invalid, if the height of the ear space of the upper one was a sar tvachim or yasser, was 10 tvachim or more, which makes it its own sukkah, so now the bottom one is not under the ear space, it's under another sukkah. And v'hoyigaka tachtayna, that the low one's roof, which is now the upper one's floor, yochalikabel karm gesasa shalyon, it could hold the pillows and the blankets of the guy who's on the top one. Afilal deilchak, even if it means under pressing circumstances, but it could hold, so then the low one's going to be pasul. Avamin ge'ein gav shalyon nasarib, if let's say the upper one's ear space was not 10 tvachim, or let's say the low one cannot be a chayli kabel karm gesasa shalyon, it cannot receive, cannot hold the pillows and blankets of the guy on the upper one, even it means in the pressing circumstances, situation, then also the low one's going to be kasher. Because then you don't view the upper one as its own independent sukkah. As long as the height of both of them together will not be a sum total of 20 amas, the low one, in the terrace, is being permitted with the schach of the upper one. If the upper one's schach is above 20 amas, then it's possible, then the low one's going to be in possible schach. So as long as the upper one, his schach, is not above 20 amas, then the low one will be kasher. Halachach of Gimel. Mita shebetech sukkah. There's a bed inside the sukkah. In gevoya sar tvachim, if the height of the bed is 10 tvachim, so it's like its own oil, hayyushab tachtah, whoever's sitting beneath the bed, well, yetzu dechavos, not fulfills the obligation, they shikav sukkah betech sukkah, because you're like in the sukkah, within the sukkah. V'chein kilo, so too if you have a bed, on top of the bed is a canopy, shishla gagav ho-tevach, that it has a horizontal area, it has like a roof, even a handbreadth. In gevoya sar tvachim, if it's 10 tvachim high, ein yishenu ba besukkah, you cannot sleep inside that canopy in the sukkah, because that's its own oil. You're not under the schach. So too, if let's say someone took four poles, and he put a curtain over them, it's like a sukkah in the sukkah. Again, it's not going to be valid. You're not in the real sukkah that is above it. But if let's say you take only two pillars, sudden that you put a curtain over them, let's say a canopy, that its height does not have in its roof a width of a tefach, no matter how tall it is, you're allowed to sleep beneath them in the sukkah. It's not like a sukkah within the sukkah, because it doesn't have a roof, and therefore you're in the sukkah. Lacha chavei continues regarding being in the sukkah that's not yours. Sukkah shu'ula, a borrowed sukkah, is kasher, it's kasher. V'chein egzula, kasher, so do a stolen sukkah is going to be kasher. Kate's how so? And talk about chaveira, if he grabs his friend, and he kicks him out of his sukkah, gzula, and he steals a yashab, and he sits in it. Yatzeh is filled with obligation. Why? She'in akarkin exists, because he cannot steal ground, which is what you are sitting in, and therefore you have not stolen a technically a sukkah, and you fulfill your obligation. So to bim guzzle eats him. Let's say steal wood. Basanam sukkah, and you make a sukkah. You also fulfill the obligation. Why? It's not yours. Yeah, shatakan zechachami, because it's a rabbinic institution. She'in labala eitzim. The owner of the wood only has el dme eitzim ovad. He doesn't have the wood. You only have to pay him back the value of the wood. So the wood is yours. And the reason why they did it was because takan sashavim, so that people want to do tshuva, because if I have to rip out my whole building, I'm not going to return it. But the guy actually would steal a sukkah that's made on a boat or made on a wagon, and like he could actually steal the sukkah, and you didn't build it, and it's not part of the ground, actually you would have to return the sukkah itself. You would not fill the obligation because it is stolen. But fill Gazal Nasarim, says the Rambam, even if someone steals boards, and they put it, it didn't even connect them, but they didn't do anything to them, you have to fill the obligation. You don't have to return it. And if someone makes a sukkah in the public domain, which is also like stealing from the public, and it's going to be kosher again, like we said, because you cannot steal land. It's not like a sukkah gzula, and therefore it's going to be valid for his mitzvah of sukkah.